Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Weekend kickoff rolling on here at the Treasure Chest Casino. Mike Dettillier, Steve Geller, now happy to welcome in Scott Shanley, Super Bowl champ, to the radio huddle. Scott, how you doing, man? You ready for Chicago?
Oh, yeah, we're ready. There's some good memories of playing in Chicago and not so good memories playing in Chicago.
Yeah, I hear you.
Scott, when you watch the Bears, and Steve and I have talked about this, and Bobby and I too. Man, they got so many weapons, especially on the offensive side of the football, with Aroma Dunsey and Luther Burden and DJ Moore. And I don't know if DJ is going to play this week or not. And then DeAndre Swift at running back and catches the ball really well coming out the backfield. The two tight ends are really good. Man, you got your hands full. Because if you thought the Patriots got weapons, man, the Bears got them now. Caleb Williams is good. He ain't as good as Drake May, but he's pretty doggone good.
Yeah, I would agree with you. You know, just jumping back to Drake May quick, I mean, I'll tell you what, there were some throws he made last week that had me thinking Josh Allen-type throws.
Yeah.
I mean, impressive. They definitely found their franchise quarterback, so congrats to New England, and they got a good coach. But, yeah, moving on to Chicago, I think there were a lot of high expectations for Caleb because he's the number one overall pick, and then you pair him with Ben Johnson. I don't think you've seen that leap yet like you saw. Like, Jared Goff played his best football early on with Ben Johnson with the Lions. So, but also, you know, Jared was a veteran. But I think what Caleb is doing good is he's playing within himself. He's not pushing as much as he did last year. When you're the number one pick, all the eyes are on you, and you feel like you have to make all the plays. So I think he's starting to play within himself. They got a good running game with DeAndre Swift. And then DJ Moore, if Moore's out, that's a huge advantage for the Saints because he's been playing some outstanding football, and he's kind of like a wild card, a Joker-type player. They can run reverses with him. They do all sorts of things. But, you know, they drafted the Loveland kid, the tight end out of Michigan. He's going to be a problem with the mismatches, a lot like LaPorta was with the Lions. And then the last player on offense that you're talking about, Aroma Dunsey out of Washington, he leads the league in third and 15-plus receptions. So he's a big play threat, and they're going to target him a lot, especially on third down.
Man, and watching the Bears' defense, and he was a two-time All-Pro player with Buffalo, Tremaine Edmonds at linebacker. I thought he was older than that. Now, he came out early, but, man, he's just 27 years old. He'd been in the league since 2018. Man, he was a 20-year-old rookie in the NFL, which is really amazing. And, man, he's around the football. You can tell. Really good instincts. Tall, rangy guy that can really run the field.
Yeah, he does a really good job, and especially in that scheme. Obviously, everyone's familiar with what Dennis is doing defensively. You need a guy who can run at that middle linebacker spot. Go back, you know, Saints with Vilma and then DeMario Davis. All these guys who are very versatile, can play sideline to sideline, they will excel in Dennis's system. The safeties are playing really good football in that system. And I'll tell you what, the Bears quietly, they're like kind of this no-name defense where a lot of people don't know who the starters are on this defense, but they lead the league in takeaways. That's always been a Dennis Allen calling card defensively, taking the football away. And they're third in the league on third down, 30% conversion rate. So they're playing really good football defensively, which is allowing their offense not to have to put a lot on Caleb's shoulders and be too aggressive.
One of the things, Scott, they don't do well, they haven't stopped their run well. They're giving up over 150 yards a game rushing. Okay, we ain't Albert Einstein here, but I know what I would do against them. Man, I'm going to butt them in the mouth and try to run the football because, you know, if you're giving up an average of 150 yards plus a game, the Saints have got to get that running game going with Kendra Miller, with Alvin Kamara, with Taysom Hill. No matter how you use all three of them, you got to be able to run the football if you think you can leave Chicago with a W.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I think we've yet to see the game plan the Saints put in throughout the week. I think they're sitting there in the coach's office and saying, all right, we want to run the ball. We want to be 50-50. We want to throw the ball when we want to, not when we have to. And you haven't seen the Saints be able to do that yet this year because they get down too early. They get down 7-0, 14-0 out of the gate. Now the game plan changes a little bit, and nobody wants to go into the game and throw the ball 40 times with Spencer. And that's not a knock on Spencer. He's done a great job not turning the football over. But I want to see this game where the defense plays well out the gate, and now you can run the football with Alvin and Kendrick, because I'll tell you what, the one thing about the Bears defense, they are feast or famine. They take the football away. No doubt about it. That's the number one job of the defense. But like you said, they're not stopping the run. And, you know, they give up some of the biggest plays in every week is in terms of chunk plays. So I want to see the Saints offense come out, maybe get bigger, go Taysom and get Foster out there, get some big tight ends out there, because Dennis likes to play a lot of nickel defense and take those linebackers off the field. I think the Saints can run the ball against them.
Scott, always appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much, and hopefully we get another W on Sunday in Chicago.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Scott.
Scott Schoenle, Super Bowl champ, Saints pregame and postgame analyst. Going to take a break. Be back with more of our weekend kickoff at the Treasure Chest Casino right after this on WWL.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.